A 22-year-old 509th Security Forces Squadron member was found dead May 4th near Surfside Beach, Texas, after going missing on Sunday. Elijah Posana, an active duty security response team member, was on leave with family when he went missing. Airmen assigned to the 509th Security Forces Squadron protect personnel and assets of the 509th Bomb Wing and its fleet of B-2 Spirit stealth bombers. On Sunday, Coast Guard Sector Houston Galveston watchstanders received a notification that Posana, last seen wearing a maroon shirt, was swimming approximately 100 feet from the shore when an individual reported seeing him being pulled by a rip current. Coast Guard and local agency crews searched over the course of 28 hours, covering approximately 100 miles. The search was suspended May 3rd, according to a Coast Guard press release. Local maintenance crews from the Missouri Department of Transportation are scheduled to replace a culvert on Carroll County Route DD west of Norburn. The road will be closed between County Road 111 and Route JJ from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. During the closure, motorists will need to use an alternate route. The City of Sedalia's Street Division and Water Division contractors continue working to make improvements to the city's streets and water distribution system. Several streets will be affected by roadway repairs and installation of water mains and service lines during the next week. The 2500 block of South Quincy Avenue will be restricted to one lane of traffic beginning at 7:30 this morning and through 7:30 a.m. Friday to allow for repair of the roadway after recent work on a sewer line. East 5th Street between South Lamine Avenue and South Massachusetts Avenue will be closed to through traffic from 7:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. tomorrow. Businesses and residences in the block will be allowed to access their driveways as the work is completed. More work is scheduled for next week. You can read all of that posted with this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. Testing of the outdoor early warning storm sirens is scheduled for today in several towns in Saline County. According to a Marshall Fire Department spokesperson, sirens are scheduled to be tested between 1:30 and 2 o'clock this afternoon. The test will be conducted in no particular order in Marshall, Miami, Gillam, Slater, Sweet Springs, Arrow Rock, Nelson, Grand Pass, and Malta Bend. All tests are weather permitting. More bricks honoring area veterans will be placed at the Veterans Memory Walk of Honor at the Saline County Courthouse in Marshall in the next few weeks. Former Saline County Northern District Commissioner Charlie Guthrie says the deadline to submit your application is today to ensure the brick will be placed prior to the Memorial Day ceremony on Monday, May 31st. Guthrie says the veteran does not have to be from Saline County. Bricks honoring veterans cost $50 each, and applications are available at the Saline County Collector's, Recorder of Deeds, or Treasurer's Office at the Courthouse, at Dale Zank's State Farm Insurance Office, or from Ed Rice at Wooden Houston Bank in Marshall. For more information, you can contact Guthrie at 660-631-9355. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our webpage at KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news early in the morning on KMMO. I'm Robert King.